You know what doesn't add to your AWS bill? Free developer security from Sneak. Sneak is a frictionless security platform that meets developers where they are, finding and fixing vulnerabilities right from the CLI, IDEs, repos, and pipelines. And it integrates seamlessly with AWS offerings like CodePipeline, EKS, ECR, and oh so much more. Deploy on AWS, secure with Sneak. Learn more at sneak.io/morning. That's SNYK.io/morning.
Hello and welcome to the first day of ReQuinvent. This is the first of 5 daily updates this week about what the hell is going on in Las Vegas, and if you're here, what you should look forward to doing. If you're not in Las Vegas, good for you. You're making better decisions. There's also a daily video that I'm tossing up, and you can find those at reQuinvent.com. Today's fun official AWS video comes out later today. I challenge Jeff Barr to eat a pile of chicken wings with me, and you can register for virtual reInvent to find that one. The segment is called Winging It. Yeah, I know. Don't get me started. So, what was the biggest release yesterday? Well, sort of today, I guess. At midnight this morning, AWS announced the first release of reInvent, RoboRunner. AWS VP Bill Vass, also known as the Ultimate AWS Bill, appeared on stage with a bunch of walking robots. No, not the kind of AWS employee who's running on 6 hours of sleep averaged over the last 2 weeks, actual mechanical robots. This harkens back to AWS's Midnight Madness launch of RoboMaker in 2018, where that service was aimed at building robots and being actively ridiculous, but at midnight, people are punchy and tired enough they don't notice. This one is targeted instead at running robots. They're simulating moon rovers with RoboMaker now, which is, of course, the first step in their global plan to avoid being the moon's best employer. Interestingly, while obviously AWS would prefer that you used RoboMaker to build the robots, this will support robots even if someone else built them and you acquired them from somewhere else, like the moon.
This episode is sponsored in part by InfluxDB, the open source time series database built by developers for developers. Their main focus is time to awesome, or, you know, focusing on optimizing for developer productivity, because developers are happiest when you're not yelling at them. And that means they can develop their applications faster, so they can focus on users and not wasting valuable time on managing infrastructure. Massive volume, countless sources of time series data produced by sensors, applications, and infrastructure. It's great. It is programmable. It is performant. It has a common API that gives you high granularity, high scale. It is open source. They have an enterprise offering. It has no dependencies, and it's written in Go if you're looking for an excuse to learn it. Visit influxdata.com or the AWS Marketplace to learn more.
So what to look forward to today, if you're here? It's something of a slow day at reInvent. People are arriving, big announcements are due tomorrow during their CEO Adam Selipsky's keynote, and today's partner keynote seems relatively unlikely to herald anything that I'd find particularly earth-shaking, but I'll do my best to keep up with announcements to keep you folks in the loop. There are a bunch of dinners, gatherings, and such later this evening. I'll be haunting the Venetian. If you see me, please grab me, say hi. And of course, I'll be hosting a drink up at 8:15 tomorrow night at Atomic Liquors. This was originally where people would gather to watch nuclear tests. Now watch a different kind of cloud being tested to destroy our world as we know it. All on my dime. Come on by. It'll be fun. And of course, on Wednesday, I'll be hosting my annual reInvent Expo Nature Walk. Meet me at 1 p.m. at Launch Darkly's booth in the Expo Hall, and we'll set off to see what kind of exciting critters we can discover. The Expo Hall opens later today, and Launch Darkly has swag that is tied to me, if that's the sort of thing that appeals to you. Keep paying attention. This is all you need to make sense of the nonsense that is reInvent. This is ReQuinvent. Like reInvent, only, you know, good.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.